We spoke to urban planner David Gamble about how American cities are reimagining themselves. Because while they're drawing people back from the suburbs, they're wrestling to keep them there without losing the character and community that drew them in the first place. We talked about Buffalo, New York, which made a medical campus a center of the community with tree-lined running paths and parks. Chattanooga, Tennessee gave a riverfront new life. Birmingham, Alabama turned a rail front, a huge old rail yard, into a public space. We asked what your city's doing, and we heard from many of you, projects like the Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience Exhibition Space in Meridian, Mississippi, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania's plan to turn an underused building into retail, nonprofit, and loft space. Well, we've called up two listeners, one from Carson City, Nevada, one from Jefferson, Iowa, and we've also invited back urban planner David Gamble for thoughts on what they did. Hi, David.
Hi there.
And from Jefferson, Iowa, let's welcome Deborah McGinn. She's the chairwoman of the Tower View team, and we're going to explain what that is when we hear what they were doing there in Jefferson, Iowa. Hi, Deborah.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And from Carson City, Nevada, that's the city rated number one in the nation, hardest hit by the last recession. We've got Doreen Mack, president of that city's Downtown 2020 initiative. We'll hear about that as well. Hi, Doreen.
Hello.
I'm sure you're both thinking, wow, I just rode into a radio show and now I've got a professional urban planner in David Gamble to review what you're doing. So let's start with Carson City. 4,800 jobs lost from 2007 through 2009. Exports dropped by $94 million. What was the thinking to try to make the city a place where people would stay?
Well, we at one time were a sure enough town with two lanes, parking, walkable, people friendly. And the freeway came through and it killed all the downtown businesses, took away all the parking, and it just became a no zone, basically. And so I had this memory in my head forever, and I knew we had to do something or we would keep spiraling down this dark hole. So I started approaching the Board of Supervisors with this back in 2009 and worked on it adamantly for 2 years.
And when you say you wanted to do it, it was get rid of that highway.
It was get rid of the highway. Yeah. It was to get rid of the highway, make it people and walkable friendly, where it would be attractive to recruit new businesses and support the businesses that we have. And at the end, it has turned out to be absolutely beautiful.
Well, we should say you got rid of the highway. You removed a four-lane highway.
Yes, we got rid of the highway.
And what's there now?
We went to two lanes, a center lane for a turn lane. It's got 20-foot sidewalks. Bike lanes.
I mean, this is remarkable. I want to bring in David Gamble. You're shaking your head. What you're thinking? What?
Up and down, actually, Doreen. It sounds like you guys have accomplished a lot in a relatively short amount of time—7 years—and there are so many cities across the United States for which the insertion of highways or the oversized scale of infrastructure really obliterated much of the character that you are now striving to get back. Yeah. And the fact that you were able to do this in a fairly short amount of time with a certain amount of advocacy on the part of a lot of people was absolutely essential. And so it sounds like the term is called a road diet of reducing the amount of lanes, of trying to increase pedestrian activity and modes of all activity is absolutely essential in these settings.
What's the term, a road?
The term that you hear is road diet, essentially trying to reduce the travel lanes primarily for vehicles in order to allow for more space for bikes and runners and trails. It's a very important tactic, and the fact that you were able to remove a highway it's pretty impressive.
And I'm understanding, Doreen, that you had to pass a city sales tax to help with the renovations. You had to become a 501c3. We'll link people up so they can read more about what you did. But what's it like now?
So we got the 20-foot sidewalks, and then they did a cutout in the sidewalks that allows comfortably two cars to pull in and pull out. So there is no diagonal or parallel parking. And it looks very appealing. And the big thing for this area is our Nevada Day Parade. The parade people are just ecstatic about this because we also took out the center median that was there and made it to where it's, you know, people friendly. You know, we can have a parade that's not divided in half as they're going down the road.
Well, it's really quite a success story. And I know you're working on things like bringing art to your community. And with that in mind, let's go to Deborah McGinn in Jefferson, Iowa. the chairwoman of the Tower View team. Now, you have a tower there, so we want to hear about that. But here you have a small town, 4,500, and you wanted to also revitalize a sometimes forgotten downtown. You have the groups Main Street Iowa, and you have a Jefferson Matters Main Street organization, city officials. What did you do?
We have transformed several spaces in our downtown Main Street district. We're fortunate to have, right in the Main Street district, a Carillon Bell Tower that is 168 feet tall that you can go into and you can ride to the top of in an elevator. And then you step out into this glass enclosed observation deck. So we've placed on two downtown businesses rooftop art installations, and we have a third one in the works for next summer. So now not only can visitors see the beautiful landscape of that Iowa prairie that we have out here, they can also see the artwork in a really surprising place, which is the rooftops of buildings as they look down over our downtown square.
You've also created a third space in downtown.
We did. We created a wonderful third space in one of our forgotten alleyways in our Main Street district. We used the photography of a Greene County native, and her name was Sally White. So Sally's alley is named in her honor. We also included several stands that hold original poetry that is written by people from our community. And, of course, we made the alley space a lovely park-like setting. But then we went ahead and placed these wonderful, larger-than-life reproductions of Sally's beautiful photographs of Iowa's native birds on the walls of the alley. And people just keep returning time and time again to that lovely third space in our downtown.
I want to bring urban planner David Gamble back in. This idea of third spaces, I mean, you see it a lot in hip parts of New York, for instance. A corrugated tin roof over the alley between two buildings, and suddenly, bam, you've got something.
Right. So a third space not being home and not being work, but a place that you want to hang out in. It sounds like a great catalyst, Deborah, there, a unique space that makes a more direct connection between people's memories of the place and the actual authenticity of the city. It sounds
right.
like a great catalyst for economic development. So
it has been, and we recognized really quickly how powerful creativity and public art is, and it will be a key component to other revitalization projects that we'll be involved in.
Well, I just want to list some of the things that you have done with your Tower View team. You've had collaborative public yarn bombings.
Yeah, we did, where we yarn bombed all of our 21 trees around the courthouse. It certainly got people talking, and it certainly had people coming downtown just to see mm-hmm. what was going on in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And we've also had two artfully painted pianos, public pianos, that have been placed at the base of that bell tower.
And so, David Gamble, come in here. I can just hear people thinking, but I don't have a bell tower.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the other things that people might look at differently and say, wait, that could be the focal point of revitalization.
Well, there's growing recognition across the country that art can be so much more than just monuments or memorials that are placed on public buildings, benches, bus shelters. Things that are not typically associated with creative endeavors is one way that you can engage the community and make this type of past or history more visible. Engaging mm-hmm. local artists in particular, or holding competitions that bring people together. Every city that is trying to differentiate itself, trying to compete, trying to attract and keep local businesses or new businesses are, I think, harnessing this desire to create places that are unique and authentic, and you get that in downtowns.
You have to have people like Deborah and Doreen.
It seems like such a simple thing to say. These initiatives, because they're really a paradigm shift in how people think about space, think about creative endeavors that bring together different parties that want to see change, it takes a while, and it takes a lot of advocacy, and I applaud the efforts that you two are doing, and I'm sure that they will, in fact, have a long-term effect on how people yeah. see the city and maybe even want to move there.
And Doreen, I want to ask you, I mean, you took out a highway, for crying out loud. I mean, what do people say to you now? Were there people then who said, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just kept seeing that this was such a necessity for us to grow, for our economy and for the people that lived here, and to draw tourism that we were going to need to have to do this. So the people that did not care for it, there's many of them now that are saying they love the changes.
Well, Doreen Mack, again, there in Carson City, Nevada, and Deborah McGinn in Jefferson, Iowa. Thanks so much for telling us about your projects. And we still want to hear from other cities. You know, what are you doing to keep the character in the community? Deborah, Doreen, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And of course, David Gamble, thanks to you, urban planner, author of Rebuilding the American City, Design and Strategy for the 21st Century Urban Core. And let's do this again. Let us know what your town's doing at hereandnow.org.